Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Another visitor. Stay a while. Stay forever.
This is The Boop Show, episode 298 for August 9th, 2021. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the show we call The Boop Show. It's a play on words, like at the sound, you know, like an old video game going boop. It's like that. You understand how that works? Like this?
I'm glad you explained it.
Yeah. Just for those who maybe wonder why the dumb name, you know, why
is it called Boop?
Yeah, it's Boop. Like Boop, like Boop, Beep, Boop, you know, like that.
Beep, bop, Boop. Not Boop the Snoot, which is a term of a deer, is an affection for a dog, right? You boop the snoot.
Oh, is that boop. A dog thing? You boop him in the snoot there? Is that what you do?
Yeah, that's the meme, I believe.
This is news to me. Brian Dunaway is over there. I'm Scott Johnson, and we are doing a show. We talk about indie games and the indie business around them in the world of video games. Nobody talks enough about indies, I don't think. So we give them a broad stage. We say, come on up and take the microphone and have a chance to show us your wares, you know? So that's what we
do. That would have meant something different 20 years ago, your wares.
Yeah. And Lariga in the chat says, I thought this was the final score. Well, the theme song is. We stole it from that, our old video game show from years gone. Anyway.
Years gone back and we were playing AAA titles like a bunch of suckers.
Like a freaks. So I think you are overthinking this, but you're trying to find the perfect controller color scheme set. And are you trying to do the Xbox, like the custom ones, or what are you doing?
Okay, so the problem is, okay, here's the problem.
Scott. The problem. What's the problem?
Well, that's not really a problem. So I've been, you know, okay, so I'm finally replacing all my Xbox One controller with Xbox Series controllers. Mm-hmm. And I currently have this white one. Mm-hmm. It's got a name. And then I got this blue one, which has, like, you know, the little, you know, white on the back. And I was thinking, okay, I need a third controller because sometimes we'll do some local co-op at my house and I like to have different colored controllers. And I'm thinking, oh, but what do I want? Because I have the matching docking stations and I really, I don't know. It's just anal that I've got the matching docking stations. But I was thinking from the primary colors, the two left that I haven't gotten or three left I haven't gotten are the black, the yellow, and the red. Mm. And I thought, oh, I should get the red. I like red. Mm. Now, wait. Do I want to make a statement with red, white, and blue?
Mm.
You know, I'm like, I don't know. Mm. I don't know. So I started digging deeper, and I was like, you know what? I really kind of like that yellow. And I'm like, do I really?
Yeah.
And and then I started getting even deeper, and I started looking at the design lab that is on the Microsoft Store,
yeah,
where you can control, like, the inlays of your stupid sticks.
Yeah.
And I've spent an entire week. I had the money in hand.
Yeah.
Money's already in hand.
Yeah.
Nothing's holding me back except the actual decision of that third controller color. And then you know what's going to happen.
Mm.
I'm going to have a fourth.
Yeah, I feel you.
Got to max out. I've got three kids. I've got to have four.
Yeah, you got to get four. If you got four plus you got to have four.
Right. And yeah. I mean, and that's really most of the time the max you can usually play on a local split screen co-op anyway. Most games only go to four. You put five in there and you're not even playing.
Yeah. I think I'm going to do like a bumblebee color. I'm going to go yellow with some black.
Oh, like a hornet. Like that yellow and black. That would look really good. Now, is that on the lab?
Yeah, I'm doing it on the lab right now. I don't know if I want those red things, but those feel like kind of might be cool.
Yeah, but I like the red ones. It kind of makes me feel like I'm playing, you know, like doing some Pokemon.
A little bit, maybe. I don't want to feel exactly like that, though. I mean, maybe I do. I don't know.
Right.
It seems like there's an opportunity to make something cool with this tool. So if you haven't fiddled with this yet, you gotta go try it.
That's the problem. I did start fiddling with it. And then I was like, oh, no. Because I was like, yeah, I'm going to do this and this and this. And then I realized, I'm like, oh, no. I'm going to have to find the matching docking station, and that's going to be an impossibility if I find, unless I pick a certain color, and oh my God, then my brain just explodes, and I was like, at this point, I'm just going to have two controllers. Yeah. Forget the third one. I'm never going to do it. But man, you can do so many things. Also, the base ones,
yeah.
I think you can buy like for $49.99 off the store versus the almost $20 more.
Oh my gosh,
for a little more jazz.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's see. I'm trying to see if the yellow, ooh, if you went pure yellow on everything, that would be weird, wouldn't it?
No, it wouldn't. Now, are you going to go multiple different colors of yellow or all the same yellow?
Well, they only give you two different yellows and the other one's kind of green. Right. So I don't know if it'd be a good combo or not. But I go down this road about once a week where I go and make a custom controller and then not buy it. And I don't know why. I don't know what my deal is. I kind of just feel like I'm ready aim, and never pull the trigger on this. No pun intended.
It's kind of like when I used to play City of Heroes, not an indie game. Sorry, kind of, I guess. Yeah. And I would spend almost all my time in the hero maker.
Yeah.
And then I would hardly ever get out there and fight.
Yeah, I do that as well. And I don't know if that's a good thing or not. Can I make the sticks white? That's a question.
Let's see. I think it'd make the sticks white and do a different inlay, right?
Let's see. Thumbsticks. Oh, that's weird. Yeah, I don't know. I had to fiddle with it. There's some ideas. I have ideas. And
those white buttons on that looks good.
Yeah, those look good, right? I wish there was white. Oh, there are. Hold on. Oh.
Yeah, look at that.
Can I not change the little Xbox logo? I don't think I can. All right. Well,
I don't think you can change that one. I could be wrong.
I can put engraving. What do I say on it? Eat a boop chode. All right. And then eat I go a up and chode. Look.
My controller.
Is it on the back?
Where does it say, put down my chode. Controller. Eat a chode. I wonder if they'll do that. I wonder where they draw the line.
Oh, there it is. It's right there. It says eat a chode on the front. I don't know. They probably have.
Is it all automated, or is there actually somebody who's going to be monitoring?
No, it says right now, eat a chode is not valid engraving. It says.
Oh, really? Oh.
So I'm going to try something here.
It does say,
eat a chord.
A chord.
Nah, it still won't take it. How about?
Still won't take it. So like, eat anything is probably the problem.
How about
it's probably the eat a.
How do you spell penis backwards?
How about suck a chode?
Peen, P. How do you spell penis? N.
How do you spell P? Oh, backwards, right? Not normal.
Yep. Sign P. There you go.
Yeah.
I messed up their system. They can't stop me now.
Right. Now, whenever I look in the mirror, because I can put a mirror right below my controller, it's going to say penis. I wouldn't capitalize the S, though. That looks odd.
That does look really weird. I probably wouldn't do that. Anyway, make it a dollar sign. We'll go full rapper on this. Let me know what you end up doing.
Check in in the near future and see if I've ever ordered that third controller.
Yeah, why
sure
not?
Have.
All right, let's talk about some of this. All right, so chance for us to talk about some indie news and some releases mainly. That's what I like. For example, on August 5th, which was a few days ago, you can now get Dreamscaper by Afterburn Studios. Available now, 25% off right now, $18.74. Very positive reviews. It's a surreal action RPG roguelite. Yeah, you've heard a lot about those, but still, maybe they're worth playing. Anyway, the players battle nightmares that live in a young woman's subconscious. Tackle the permadeath of the dreamscapes by night, but keep the friendships you make by day in order to keep the next dream stronger than before. That sounds all right.
Hey, have you seen that trailer?
I've not seen it. It seems neat. I have it right here, and it's playing, but you guys can't see it. Hold on. Here, I'll play it.
So suck it.
Yeah. So look at this. This is a Switch trailer, but it is on Steam. And as you can see, look, it's a lady. She's talking to a gravestone there. Oh, you got like some sort of looking Twin Peaks business. Oh, you know what? I saw this in early access somewhere. I think Nick played it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're dying and repeating over and over again, right? True.
Yep.
True roguelike.
True roguelike. Although there are things when you go back in to, help you be better next time, sort of thing.
Yeah.
True roguelikes are games where it's, you don't have any benefit. You're just trying to get to the end. And if you die, you die, and you start over if you die.
Right. I guess that's why I defined it as a roguelite.
Yeah. And I don't know if the light, whenever they say light, they mean they have some of those aspects features in there, which I'm all for, by the way. I think, there is something to be said for the old hardcore, net hacks and freaking what was that one that you and I played the more modern version of recently? Adon or Adon?
Oh yeah, yeah, Adam. Well, Adam. What is it? ADOM or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, that game's, by the way, lately those upgrades are, or updates are great. That game's great.
It's a fantastic yeah. game. You may look at it and go, nah, but once you play it, the game loop is just totally addicting.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I played a bunch the other day just to kind of see how it was going, and it's going good. That game's good. Anyway, yeah, watch for that.
Dreamscaper came out this past week, and I'm going to put in for a review code, so we'll see how it goes.
Oh, good. I'm glad we'll hear more about it. Jupiter Hell also. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Let's not skip Dodgeball Academia. So this thing happened on the 5th, and it is on Game Pass as well as Steam.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah. Steam, okay. Switch, PS4, Xbox, Game Pass, and Steam. Yeah, or maybe Epic may also have it. Anyway. It's an RPG game featuring rookie dodgeball student Otto. Join him and his eclectic cast of characters as they train to dominate on and off the field in academia. Which reminds me of that anime name, so it kind of threw me when I first heard it, but it's
right.
fine.
And boy, this looks like a JRPG, right? Look at these characters.
Oh yeah, they're pretty goofy. I mean, they're I don't know if I'd say they're anime style. They're just more. Well, what's the game, Steven Universe game that everyone loved? The
oh, yeah.
Turn-based
game? Art style is like a Steven Universe.
Yeah, very similar thing, to that. And apparently that's the big selling point for those who I've read reviews from. They're like, we love this game because it looks so crazy.
I think you nailed it on the art style. I didn't even think about that. That's exactly where it feels like.
Yeah, very, very much Steven spirit. Universe slash, can't think of another one. There's another game that looks a lot like this. I can't think of it.
I don't know, but it looks like it's action packed, and I listened to some of the audio, and it's very like loud in your face, very anime.
Oh yeah,
in that way.
Yeah, very, very cool. It looks neat, and if you've got Game Pass, hell, no reason not to try it. I say.
I meant to look to see if it wasn't Game Pass. I'm glad you looked. Yeah. Its publisher is the Humble Games.
Oh, and that's another like Humble joint, is it? Very nice.
Yeah, it's the Humble people.
I may try that this weekend. I have it downloaded, or not this weekend. This week. Jupiter Hell. I played this.
Did?
Yeah, it came out on the 5th. It's a game by Chaos Forge, $20. Overwhelmingly positive currently on Steam. It's also on Good Old Games and Humble. May show up other places. This is a true rogue like. Like, this is not this like, there is like. No hand holding. There is no here's some neat gems for you to spend in between so that you're stronger next time stuff. No, 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 no. It is just hard as hell every time you play it. It looks like an overhead Doom game with turn-based combat. You'd be right to think that because this famously was a game that was getting made and then got shut down as a mod. Not a mod, but a, I guess sort of a mod. It was a game that was being made by a team, a small team that were making a Doom roguelike. Mm-hmm. And they were using like Doom sounds and Doom looking stuff and everything. And this famously had the lawyers from Bethesda / ZeniMax go after these mod makers and demand that they tear it down or else they were going to get sued. So
Chaos Forge said, bump that.
Yeah. So they did. And then they went, oh, we're going to go make our own thing. And it'll be heavily influenced by this, which is the right way to do it. I actually kind of agree with that, but it's like old school as hell. In fact, that Adon game is just like this. It's very similar. You move in the same way. It's not XCOM turn based.
Are they on Jupiter's moons? Why is it Jupiter Hell?
I don't know. Honestly, as much as I've played, I think they're just kind of on a ship somewhere.
Right.
Maybe the ship's called the Jupiter
ship.
Might be. But it's very Doom inspired and
RPG progression.
Yeah,
meaningful.
Yeah, yeah. My only complaint: zero controller support, and it only uses instead of using WASD for your movement, you use the arrow keys like it's 1992.
Oh my god, it really is like a 90s throwback, isn't it?
Oh yeah.
My, but no controller support. I can't do that anymore. I don't know if I can handle that.
I'm half surprised you don't launch it in freaking DOS or something.
Yeah, and what's it called? The DOS thing. What is it? DOS box. Yeah, you got to launch it in DOS box.
Right. And they're not stealing the modder's idea. This is the modder. This is them, Stoic Squirrel. This is them leaving and saying, fine, we won't make it Doom. We'll make it something else. So good on them, I say. Make a cool thing.
Listen to the descriptions. Controls are immediate and accessible.
Especially if you like using your arrow keys.
Right.
Which I don't.
Right.
I really wish they give me some more control that way, but whatever. They're going for a certain aesthetic, and they're
yeah.
They even made the screen look like a CRT. It bends at the edges. It looks like it's kind of rounded. It's got lines, you know, like they're going right. for all that stuff. And you can turn a lot of that off, but
I'm down with that. So it's been in early access, but now is it full, or is it still in early access? August the 5th is when it was officially hit the streets official.
Yeah.
It looks like last week, so.
Yeah, it was last week. Oh, Old and Slow says Steam says full controller support. If that's true, my controller didn't work.
Yeah, full controller support. That's right there. Sure okay. enough.
Maybe that changed. It didn't work at all.
But
and I got it on launch.
Scott.
I mean, it's my kind of thing, so it was just singing to me. I was like, I'm getting that.
Yeah, but all these games anyway. We mentioned that are just came out this past week, pretty common for indie developers to release their games for the first week on a sale price.
Yep.
So, yeah, I mean, it's kind of like a little reward for going in early. If you're not going to buy any of these games, but you like it, and you're thinking about it later on, definitely add it to your wish list. This really helps these small developers, these indie developers, mm-hmm. when you add their game to your wish list.
Yeah, wish list
it puts them higher in rankings.
Right. You'll see more. There's a bigger chance for people to see it. It's a little like leaving reviews for podcasts or whatever. You get pushed yes. up in the rankings. Oh, I had a burp there and I held it in.
Burp.
And now I regret it.
You shouldn't hold it in.
No, you should let it out. That's what your body wants. Black Book is coming out on the 10th. That's tomorrow. Yeah.
Tomorrow, correct.
Fight evil forces in a card-based battle battler and explore the world where humans live alongside mythological creatures. It's a fusion of card-based RPGs and adventure games. It's a haunting tale of a young sorceress who gave her life to serve dark forces. Dive into the cold yet alluring world of Slavic folktales.
Slavic. I like how this game looks. Yeah. Black Book
yeah.
for the Switch, Xbox, and PS4 on Steam. For $24.99. Not going to get it there. Reason why you don't see the $24.99, and it's probably going to be able to sell when it launches. You're not going to see it there. The reason why I got that price is I went over to the Switch. On Nintendo sites, they always put the pre-order price. And they put it for $24.99. That's probably going to be the base price. It's probably a little less than that. 10%, 20% off probably that. Comes out tomorrow. Yeah. Black Book.
Watch for it. It looks cool. It's got a cool look.
It looks really good. I love the card stylings. I'm not real familiar with Slavic folktales, but after watching this, some of these characters got me interested. Look at that crazy nun with the mouth open. That's right. Scary.
She looks like some kind of demonic carrot or something coming out of the ground. That's no good. Nobody
I don't care
that.
For it, but I want to see more.
Yeah, it looks neat. So check that one out. That'll be tomorrow.
Tamari.
On all those platforms Brian mentioned.
And the card playing looks really neat, too. I like the way the cards look.
Oh, yeah, they do look good. My game that I'm reviewing today comes out tomorrow as well. I'm giving you a review early. Yeah. Mm. Fire Tonight, coming out on the 12th. That's 2 days after that. What day is that? Thursday?
That's the Thursday.
Thursday. By Reptoid Games, this is a game for $5.99 on Steam. It's also on Switch, a narrative puzzle about two people trying to find their way back together in a city on fire.
Yeah. Date Sim.
Is that what it is?
No, but it's kind of like that. There's like, there's elements. It kind of starts out like, you know, one of those dating sim games. You know, at first I was like, I don't want to play in one of those. No thanks, Fire Tonight. Mm. But then it turns into this whole adventure thing. And it actually looks pretty interesting. I like the art style. It's very cartoony.
Oh, this is like, crazy. The whole thing was inspired by Information Society song of the same name, Fire Tonight, which I love. Yes. I love Information Society.
Yes, I do too.
Maya sets
Pure
out
energy.
To find her.
Yeah.
I used to love that song, dude. That album, I ran that tape and CD to death. I ruined that CD.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
Right.
It's all scratched up. And
I love listening to Spock say anything. Yeah. But she's rolling around her roller skates.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not about dating as much as it's trying to get to dating, but you got to go through some hoops. There aren't emotional hoops. They're physical
fire-burning
hoops.
Hoops. Like Hoops Eye Care. It's a local. You can get your eyes done at Hoops. That's the thing here.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's your news. We hope you found something there to like, because we'll probably review some of it. Let's get to our games this week. I played a game I'm so excited to tell you about. It's weird. It's funky. And you know you want it, baby.
Did you play the same game I played? Mine's weird, funky, and you know.
Very different, but also weird and funky. I played Lawn Mowing Simulator. All right. Not lawn mower simulator, which a lot of people think it is. It's lawn mowing. I even wrote mower.
I thought you said lawn mower stimulator and you ride around in a, you know, a shaky lawnmower.
Well, you kind of do that. Okay. You literally are on a riding lawnmower. I don't know if you've ever ridden on one of those in real life. They're great. It's the way to mow lawns. It's the way to go.
Yeah. I mean, if you're a kid, I mean, it's like driving a car, except you're doing chores.
Exactly. This came out on will come out on PC tomorrow. It's also coming to Series X and S as well as PlayStation 5, I believe. I'm not positive on the PS5. I couldn't find confirmation.
This gameplay looks way too spot on.
Oh, it's super spot on.
For cutting the grass.
Yeah, look at that grass.
I feel like he is doing all the cut the grass moves and all the speed of it.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Look at that grass, too. You can see there's really good grass tech in this thing. Like, you're actually trimming the damn blades, and it looks good, and you're leaving mohawk sometimes. You got to go back and fix those. It's literally what you think it is. You're hearing me describe the thing that it is. You build a hopefully bustling new business that goes and does professional lawn care for your customers, mostly in the way of cutting their lawns. I don't even think there's other stuff. Like, I don't think you may at some point spread fertilizer or something. I don't know.
Dude, I just got to say right now, no, does any professional lawnmower guy does not use zero turn? I mean, this is more like a summer job.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, here's the other thing is, don't forget, you start with a very low end rider mower.
Right.
Eventually you get some really awesome, like, very expensive hardware for your mowing. And I'm like a couple of models in, and they're already a million times better than that original mower. So you're starting small. You don't have any employees. It's just you. Eventually you can hire more people. You can get better mowers. You can buy a real location where you can have even more mowers and more employees. You can take out loans if things are tight, and you take on jobs. And when you pick a job, it's all set in the UK, by the way.
Oh, even better.
So you're earning euros.
I've always been curious about how it is to mow a lawn in the UK.
Yeah. I wonder what their grass is like. Turns out it's a lot like ours. It's sort of, you know, the grass model in the game is actually very cool because it behaves like you would expect it to be. Long grass turns to short grass. You leave trails of indentation and stuff in the grass that you've gone over. And so you can see where you've been. And
speaking of trails, is he on an acid trip?
His is a mess. He's not a very clean mower here.
I mean, there's like some kind of weird glow that's like trailing behind him. Is that part of the game?
Oh, no, that's the sun on the back of his, that's just shining on the back of his mower. It's a shiny mower.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Just like an effect. Shiny mower thing. That's the one thing I wanted to say. The graphics are actually really good in this.
Right.
You can do dumb stuff though by accident. You can run over people's flowers. So be careful around the edges. You can, and that costs you. You get fined for that.
Wait.
Yeah.
Now, do you get fined immediately, or do you get a chance to like charm them make up some kind of BS story?
No, you get fined immediately. There is no talking to the lady, you know, finding her in a bikini on the porch.
I can talk my way out of anything.
I know, but not here. You can't. You're screwed if you do it. Other thing is, you don't want to do like a fast paced U-turn or something. You'll lean a little bit from the momentum, and you'll tear. You'll get a gouge.
You'll dig into the dirt.
Yeah. So you'll get a grass damage thing, and you'll get dinged for that too. So you want to be smart about that sort of stuff. You don't get graded on pattern though and stuff. So if you're a little sloppy on the pattern, they don't care. They just want this amount of grass gone. And you literally are just cutting grass. Now, some of you are going to hear this and go, well, that sounds boring. I'm telling you, these chores as games are really hot right now and continue to be super compelling to me anyway. I love Power Wash Simulator. I love this. I really like Shipbreaker, which is basically a job. You know, it's not
it's
not a science fiction. It's set in the science fiction universe, but you know, I'm doing work. House
Still
Flipper
doing work, dadgummit.
House Flipper is a good example. That cooking simulator I played a bit. They just came out with their VR version. That's again similar thing. It's just, hey, what if we gamify stuff that's a little more like common? You know, there's a lot of mechanical, like, you know, Mechanic Simulator 2018, and there's a new one of those coming out soon for 2021. Anyway, it's one of those. I'd like you to hear a little taste of the sound, because It's exactly what you'd expect. Enjoy. Yeah, you hear that? And then he ramps it up. Now he's moving. You can hear those birds in the background. It's just a lot of nature noises. And the sound
nature
of your
noises.
The sound of your mower. And all the mowers sound different. They also have, the game has a mulcher style mowers, and this is important because if it's one that bags, or one that shoots the grass out the side, or it's one that mulches, or whatever other combinations, that matters because when you take the job, it, the jobs will often say what they prefer. And so depending on how, you know, diverse your company is, you may have a mulcher and someone asks for a mulcher, you'll get more money because you got a mulcher. So you get paid higher for that. Same thing goes though, where the ones where you just kick it out the side, that's fine if they want it, but you have to do it in a way that doesn't leave a giant pile in the middle of the yard. You want to have it spread it out. Because that can be good for your grass. Anyway,
how deep does this game go in the simulation arena? How much RPG we talk? I mean, do you like earn your money and then you have to spend it on only business expenses, or do you get to take your girlfriend out or pay your child
they
support?
They don't go that far. All you do is like, your engine might need some repair, or your blades took a real beating because you hit that rock garden or whatever. And you can go in and you spend money on those repairs. You have to refuel the thing. Also, when the grass bag fills up, you got to go dump it. Although this guy didn't for I don't know what reason.
How come grass bag sounds like an insult?
Grass, you old grass bag.
You old grass bag. Look at you. Your lawnmower simulator.
And I found myself completely zenning out in this game. It is a chill, easygoing, you know, people listening to me, you know you want this or you don't. Just from my description. Hey, it's a game. What's it called? Lawn mowing simulator. That right there is enough for you to either go, oh, yeah, I'm in, or no, not interested.
Sign me up.
Yeah, you're just in. So if you don't want it, you don't want it. If you want it, you totally want it. And I wanted it. Now, I got a code. It came early. Like I said, the release is tomorrow. We don't even have a price yet. They haven't listed one on the Steam page. And I guess, I don't know if they ever do before it's released. I don't know how that works.
No, that's what I was saying earlier on. And Steam doesn't release their, they don't put their prices because they don't have pre-orders on most things unless there's some of the larger things. I usually have to like cross-reference that with other services. Usually Switch always has a pre-order on everything. Mm. So you'll get the manufacturer's price.
Yeah.
Or the, I guess not really manufacturer. Sure. You'll get the
whatever it is.
Yeah, the base price. There we go. The base price.
Yeah. It's pretty great. And
it looks awesome. Now, do you have like, okay, so I like the zero turn. I'm always impressed by the people who have the no seat lawnmowers where they're just standing up on the deck.
Oh, yeah. You can get those like later.
Zipping
those
around. Cool. That always kind of freaks me out, though. I don't know why riding around in the lawn doesn't bother me, but people standing.
Well, it's because they could slip, fall, and lose their leg or something. That's why.
Those maybe so. Are, trip falls.
Yeah, you got to be good at that stuff. But it's, I forgot to tell you about this part. They're showing it right now. Every job you take, you have 5 minutes to run around the yard and look for anything anyone left out there. So like tools, sometimes a kid will leave a ball. There'll be like a garden gnome laying on its side or whatever. And it'll tell you how many items there are. There's like 5 items, sometimes more.
Now, you get to keep those?
No, you just pick them up so that you don't ruin your mower and you're
so you don't roll. Okay, yeah. It's like a real mow job. The first thing you do is you inspect before you go out because you don't want to, you know, nail your expensive blade.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. Now, controlling the thing is really easy. Basically, there's a couple of controls. One starts the thing, then you turn the throttle on. This is all mapped to a controller is how I'm playing. You have to drop your blades when you hit the grass. Don't do it out in the gravel because you're going to hurt your blades. And kick dust and dirt everywhere. Like there's little things like that, but it's not so in the weeds simulation wise that you feel like it's just pounding you with it.
I feel like they really missed an opportunity to get the full experience. Like they should have included like some kind of amateur starting tutorial part where you're 13 and your dad's outside yelling at you because you keep effing up, or you run the lawnmower up a tree.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you can't stop it.
Sure.
I need that, the career mode. Kind of like you would see in like an NBA or something.
Well, this definitely has a career mode, but it does not go into that level of life detail.
Right.
You never
hanging
push
out in the
a
yard,
mower.
Cussing it up with your buddies and stuff.
Sure. You never. Yeah. By the way, you never manually do anything. It's always rider mowers, so you never have to push anything, which is kind of nice.
Well, how unrealistic.
I mean, yeah, for me it would be for sure.
What about weed eating? Anyway, nobody likes doing that.
No, nobody does. So I just found it really chill and satisfying. And you know, you're literally mowing lawns and making your business bigger. I love that running around part at first. And there's a feeling of satisfaction of doing just a really bang up job on a yard. I feel that way in real life. So
I'm getting just thinking about this game is inspiring so much thought in my head. I'm like, oh, they need DLC content for multiplayer so that you can have somebody do a weed eater.
Uh-huh.
You know, like you like while you're cutting the grass, is another guy weed eating. Maybe got a couple of guys working the trims on the hedges.
They probably have DLC or some kind of plan where they will introduce said, and maybe some of this happens later in the campaign. I'm not that far.
Right.
So it's entirely possible. I will, cause I can hire more people. I can do all sorts of stuff and I don't know where they go when I'm working. So we'll find out, I guess.
Oh God.
It's really great. Here's,
thanks a lot, Scott.
I really like it a lot. Here's what I'm going to say. Pros, simple, easy to get into, great grass graphics and mechanics. Like that stuff really makes the game because you want that to feel legit, and it does. Good sense of progression, you know, the growing your company feels good, all that stuff. The cons, I'm not sure everybody's going to be into this. You know, it's a slow moving thing where you're going in circles and making lines, and you know, it's not really a con to the game. I just know there are players who are like, I'm not going to play that.
Like have an in-game media player, like so you can listen to some cool jams and stuff, or is it?
Well, I mean, you could. I can tell you,
I know you could make your own deal, but I mean,
yeah. As far as I know, the game doesn't have that, but you know, who knows? Maybe the
final like a Winamp interfacing where you can whip the llama's ass, nothing like. Okay, right,
not that I'm aware of. Right. However, I watched the Golden Girls while I played, so you can do other things. I did. I really did. I was watching old reruns, and
so it's not entirely completely engaging. You can do other things.
No, I mean it is engaging, and if you want it to be, it can. But I do like a game where I can kind of zone out and like you know put an episode of Cheers on and just chill. You know, who cares? Yeah. Watch Futurama while I do it or whatever. You can definitely do some of that. It's the sound effects are hyper realistic. Like every mower sounds different. It's not like you know they just keep using the same sounds.
Do you ever hit like a rock?
Oh yeah,
like and just throw it right across the yard.
Well, I don't know if you throw it, but you can definitely ruin your blades. In fact, I drove over like a toy that I didn't see during the run around and pick up stuff stage, and it cost me a pretty penny. I had to fix my blades, and it sucked.
Some kid running outside. Yeah.
You never meet the people, by the way. So you never you know, like when you're done, they don't come outside with lemonade and go, oh, how did it look so nice? They don't, none of that happens.
That's never happened ever anyway.
It may happen. Yeah. I mean, my wife does that for people, but she's weird. So who knows?
She's weird. I don't know where you live at. I don't know how the UK is, but every time I cut the grass, there's always a frog getting chopped up. There's always a frog in the yard.
Oh, yeah. Or a poo, like a dog poo.
Yeah. Or, oh, yeah. Poo happens.
Yeah. Poo always happens to me. When I was like doing our yard when I was a kid, poo happened every time we did it. Always a poo. Anyway, the other con is the way the loans work in there. There's like a financial little loan system thing. If you want to get a loan and build your thing faster, it's a little obtuse. I don't quite get it. Maybe it's because it's a UK thing. I don't know, but I couldn't quite get my head around that. I'll figure that out. So I'm not that worried. I'm going to give it a score of 8 out of 10 ruined flower beds.
Oh,
yep. How you like that? That's a pretty good score.
That's pretty good because I have a feeling you've probably ruined at least that many.
Oh, easily. Easily.
Yeah.
And it tells you right then, you're like, don't wreck the shit. Oh, also you have to put the blades at a certain height because some people want short. Some people want like 6 or 7 centimeters.
Like, yeah. And it tells you. Life. Yeah.
It tells you ahead of time. So you just got to pay attention.
Oh my God. Stuff. Nothing burns me more than when somebody puts that deck all the way down to, you know, zero and just,
I feel
it just scorches the earth.
It's a cool game. I would really recommend it. So if any of that sounded good to you, go get it. It's on Steam tomorrow. If it didn't, then I feel you. I know. I understand.
You get to design your own logo for your shirt.
You don't design it, but you get to pick it and you do the colors and all the stuff like that. Yeah. But it's not, they're all pre-designed. So you get to pick whatever and then you get to be a little dude and you make your dude too. You can be, you know, whatever race you want to be, whatever gender you want to be. And you can be, I guess they're all the same body, you know, let's say you pick the guys, the same body type across the board and there's no height or whatever, but
That's good because
they don't get into that.
God, I want everything about this game now. I'm like, oh, but what if you could have a 600-pound character driving the lawnmower and it goes like way slower, so you get like all kinds of penalties for
It's funny because this thing caused a bit of a splash right around the time, the time that Steam did their summer demo thing. Remember their week or whatever? This was a big one, or one that got a lot of attention, and it showed up on like news services and, you know, like CNN or somebody carried some story about it, because then nobody could get over the fact that this was like a lawn mowing simulation.
And, so they got literally, a lot of, it is what it says it is.
Yeah. They got a lot of pre-press. They got pre-press for that. I've been part of their Discord as well. Seemed like a really conscientious, cool bunch of developers. They just seem really into what players are saying. And I don't know. That's always a good sign too. So anyway.
Yeah.
It's pretty.
Is this guy's mowing the same lawn again, or did you just rewind the video?
It's the same. The same lawn. He's on the other side. So he's. Uh-oh. I mean, you know, it's a lawn. Everything's a lawn. Different camera positions. You can go first person. I forgot to tell you. You can totally go first person if you want. And that's a lot of fun. And the audio is louder because you're closer to the mower. But you can go camera way out if you want to. You can go way in if you want to. You can be right there in first person. You see the wheel spinning when you're spinning it. You can look around while you're doing it. It's not VR, but, you know, it's close.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking when you first started talking about it. I'm like, oh, I wouldn't want to play this unless I could do it in VR. I mean, that's where I really like my simulations at. But
I hate him in VR. I'm a big fan of this. I don't want to be in VR.
Have you tried Job Simulator on VR?
Yeah, and the only reason that worked well is because everything you did in there was so simple. If it wasn't VR, you wouldn't want to do it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This thing's a little more nuanced. I mean, yes, you're just mowing a lawn, but...
Plus, you couldn't watch the Golden Girls while you're in the VR, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'd have to put a little tiny monitor in my eye hole and make that work.
Right. No good.
Anyway, tomorrow, check for it. It's happening. Brian, let's talk about your game.
It's happening.
That was called, by the way, Lawn Mowing Simulator, for those who like us to repeat the name of the game 50 times. Death Trash. I also played Death Trash, but I'm loving to hear your take on it. What'd you think?
Oh, I played Death Trash. Last week, Scott gave me a game code because I hadn't gotten my game code. And then I got my game code. Now I have an extra game code.
Did you
Death
really? Trash. That's hilarious.
Yeah. Like 30 minutes after you gave it to me, I was like, what? Are you kidding me? Come on.
Yeah. I feel you.
But all right. So Death Trash is an open world single player role playing game with handcrafted levels. Whew, that's a weird description. Meanwhile, in space on the planet Nexus, after the bleeding, I don't know what that's supposed to be, it is time for you to get out of the cyber womb and into my irreverent isometric pixel puke graphics RPG. Influences of the original Fallout can be felt here in the Outland, but don't get too comfy with that analogy. There's a lot of other things going on here because you're going to need some of that energy to go find some crafting materials to survive this vomit-inducing nightmare. Right?
Because including your own puke. You pick up your own barf sometimes.
Because puke is a core crafting component.
Yep.
It's no wonder that the robots threw you out of their comfy, cozy place, sending you on an adventure in the Badlands.
Yep.
Where you'll level up your skills and weapons by exploring, questing, talking to meat or flesh, and combating as necessary.
Yep.
Sometimes when not necessary. You can make use of stealth to execute a backstab in fights before they even begun. Done that plenty of times. Loved it. One of my favorite things to do in the game, which is good because you'll usually be outnumbered. Did I mention the meat and the flesh slugs?
How
about the flesh kraken? Did I mention that guy?
Yeah, there's a flesh kraken very early. You got to talk to the flesh kraken.
I actually didn't talk to the flesh kraken right away. Mm. I bypassed him because he freaked me out. I said, I'm not going near that guy. Mm. He's a flesh kraken.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's a normal reaction, by the way. You're not wrong to feel that way initially.
Right. And it actually is something that kind of this game is early access. So I feel like they're probably going to refine this. By the way, there's only one developer on this game. He hasn't employed other people to do some music stuff and some extra programming work. But it's pretty much a one man's vision. Right.
So, and he's obsessed, by the way, because
he is
when this was just in demo form, there was an update every other 5 minutes. Like, just that guy is on fire. It gives me real hope that this thing's going to be rad. This is another one that did really well during demo week, and it's nice to have it finally out.
By the way, you're seeing the overworld right now, which is one of my favorite things of this game, is because you can explore the overworld, and you won't see any markings at all unless you have a quest to go to a particular location, you can kind of travel around. You'll hit in some random encounters. I'm curious about the random encounters because it says it's handcrafted areas. And so when you go to certain areas, you can obviously tell they're handcrafted. They're the same for everybody when they play. But these random encounters, I'm like, are these procedurally generated? Or is it random encounters that contain a certain amount of bad guys and things you can pick up?
I think the encounters are random. I think the locations and the environments are crafted. So you're probably going to
see. That's what I'm thinking too.
Yeah, you're going to see a bunch of these same zones over time probably. But when you see them is, you know, that's an AI thing or a, you know, that's a.
Right.
That's. Compute, that's what's the word I'm looking for, that's algorithmic, whereas
right it's algorithmic where you where you find it in the overworld. So there's a lot of variety going on here. I also love the variety of you know, how they focused on the RPG. They give you opportunity to really get into your character. You can you can really customize your character a pretty good bit now, not necessarily physically. There's a couple of, you know, there's enough choices with the physical characteristics of the character, which are pretty not too important because everything is these big chunky pixels, you know, they're
it's
not
a chunky
not
like, pixel like in the way that like, what was that one where it was like Diablo kind of roguelike thing where you had a whole family story while you went out and did shit. It was recent.
Right. Narita Boy was reminding me of,
Yeah. Very similar.
That kind of reminds me of that.
Yeah. You'll know it and you see it, everybody. It's like, oh, that kind of chunky pixel. Like, it's a very specific look.
Like,
it's
Commodore
really
64
like.
Error kind of chunky pixels.
I don't even know what to call it. It's like I feel like you'd only do it today, but it's definitely reminiscent of older stuff. I really dig it as a aesthetic, generally. I think it's really cool.
I do, too. And it also, this kind of makes you feel it's a little bit uneasy. This whole game, I kept saying stuff to when I was playing. I'm like, oh, I'm really having fun. I'm like, no, I'm not really having fun in this game. This game's not really fun. That's not really a term that you use in this game. It's more like I'm intrigued to see what the next thing is. I'm intrigued to know why I've been kicked out of the safe place of robots. You know, they say they kicked me out because I have the flesh, right? So
you got the dirty flesh. You got the dirty flesh. Yeah.
I got the dirty flesh. They're robots. They're like, get out of here, you dirty flesh, and get out into the outlands there and deal with the flesh. By the way, the flesh is everywhere. It's just sprawled out. It's just growing everywhere. It's pulsating. It's red. It's meat. It's meat on the ground. You pick up the meat. There's places where you can pick up meat, organs, and brains, and you can eat the meat. Restores your health, which is good because some of these fights are pretty intense. Pretty intense indeed.
I died
a lot. There's a lot of rolling around.
I died a lot in this game. Tons.
Oh, I died so much. Luckily, there's a quick save, and it usually happens as soon as you enter an area. But there's also a manual save, which has saved my butt a lot of times.
Yeah, you can do it anywhere. If you remember to use it, you'll be happy because it's great. You just hit
pause. Oh, absolutely. You'll appreciate that.
Are you playing this on controller or keyboard? What are you doing?
I played it with the controller.
Okay, same.
I tried it with the keyboard a little bit. No, it just wasn't as satisfactory to me.
Same.
I felt like because there's melee weapons and then there's rifle weapons and I prefer that with the controller because I can kind of like spin around. I can enter an area, which is really important where I'm trying to explore an area. You sometimes can't see the bad guys and you'll aggro them before you get an opportunity to even notice they're there.
Yeah.
And so lots of times I got my finger just set on the stealth button because I can the character I chose and the skills I chose allowed me to go invisible. And so I can sneak up on them and backstab them. So
it's like a hardcore, you know what, the comparison to Fallout is a fair one in lots of ways, tonally, you know, all that, the original Fallout games. The one thing to mention though, it is definitely not turn-based combat. It is totally like real-time combat. Yeah.
Yeah. Real-time combat. They will come
get
you.
They've got reach, dude. Some of these dudes are like swinging swords way further away than you think they are. And then suddenly you're dead. Yeah. It's like, you got to watch out.
They're way crazy. Yeah. And it's like this, the spin up and then the swing is like totally different. And you can do the same thing because you got sharp weapons, you got blunt weapons, you got, each one of these, you can kind of like, upgrade as you go along, including your skills and wielding those weapons. I liked the hammer. I had a big hammer.
Had a big
that I carried
hammer,
around,
did you?
And I could generally one hit kill, typically.
Yeah.
when I was playing this game.
I like a big swinging hammer too. It's good.
Yeah, so like a backstab with a sledgehammer.
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
Not
they're
so,
out.
Yeah, not so good. But you can have both weapons. You just can spec your dude to be stealthy and also a good, like, it's super open ended in terms of how you skill out your guy. And it's impressive how deep that skill system goes, given that it's just this weird chunky pixel game. I think this thing is going to do extremely well and will review really well. And I have high hopes for it. I think it's going
to
be great.
Yeah, it's already doing pretty good. I think it's getting positive reviews I think it's positive. So it's not like overwhelmingly positive, but it's very positive reviews. Still, remember, it's early access. So if you're not into early access, maybe you don't want to look at this just yet. But the developer is doing, Crafting Legends is a primarily a one man vision, even though he does have some help here and there.
Yeah.
And he's on it. Like Scott said, he's obsessive.
Yeah. He's really into his creation. So,
right now you're only getting about maybe 6 to 12 hours worth of content here in early access. They plan on about 20 hours. You can really easily beat most of the main story in about 6.5 hours. I mean, if you're really going through tight. Now, I play it for about 8 hours, but that's me streaming and me talking and running my mouth. And sometimes it gets kind of slow. $17.99, I believe, is on sales. I think it's going to normally be $19.99. Yeah. It's definitely on Steam. And I think, is it on the Switch?
No, but there
Does
was.
Does that
talk...
sound right? I thought there was one other platform.
Well, they're not doing, they're not going to put early access on Switch, so it's probably going to be.
I think it was maybe it was going to be on the PlayStation 4, Xbox. And it's definitely on the Xbox.
Xbox is definitely doing. Xbox does early access. They call it preview.
Right.
It's a little weird. I don't know why they call it that. They don't make it clear because preview sounds like a demo to me. And I don't love that. So like Proteus is currently in early access everywhere else, but there it's called preview, but it's the same thing. Anyway, but Proteus is great, by the way. Holy shit.
Yeah. I'm going to get on that.
That game's really good. But here's that thing that happens in the game where you have to, some of the living meat, you have a percentage chance of converting it into something useful.
Right.
And if you
can upgrade you can upgrade your animalism or whatever it is. There's like a way to upgrade that so you'll have a higher chance of getting those guys to come on to you.
It's in some ways it's like,
hey, meat slug.
Hey, here's Fallout, the template, but we're going to make a really weird thing underneath. And that's kind of this game.
This game is supposed to be unsettling all the way from the name of Death Trash, meaning like, what value do I have at all? You know, like everybody just seems miserable. For some reason, I keep drawing parallels in my head to how I felt when I watched Dune, the old movie. Everything feels uncomfortable. It feels like, it feels like, I feel dirty,
dirty,
gross,
dirty.
I feel dirty and gross and meaty. But then you get used to it, and you don't think nothing about going and grabbing the meats and just shoving it in your face for some health. And then you walk into the meat vagina, which I just walked into.
Yep. And then you throw up, and then you pick up your own barf and keep it for later.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you got to lube some stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, this is perfect. I didn't really get to the point in the story where they told you why you're puking, but I'm assuming there's things going on.
Yeah, there's stuff going on. If you're going to barf, there better be a reason.
There's things going on. So Death Trash, it is out now, came out this past week on the 5th. I'm enjoying my time with it. Here are some pros, compelling game loops, lots of RPG choices for variety of experiences. You can start a new character, start a new save. I have several saves going on. A good, weird experience that really gets the mind whirling. It's like, what is going on here? Mm-hmm. Kind of, you know, it's not like a deep world building, but it's an intriguing world building. Cons, early access, ran out of quest occasionally, and sometimes I would get level locked where I was like, I needed to accomplish the next thing, but I couldn't do it because I had to be the next level to wield something, and it'd be like,
go grind.
How am I supposed to do that? I got to go back.
You got to go grind. That's a little like real Fallout as well.
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't think it was intentional. I think it just needs some work. I'm going to give this thing 8 flesh slugs out of 10 early accesses. I'm going to hold a final full review once it gets out of early access. I have some really high hopes for this. Like I said, giving it 8 fresh slugs. That's pretty good for me. It's pretty good.
This game just walked into a place called the Puke Bar.
Yeah, the Puke Bar. I went to the Puke Bar. I didn't have enough empathy for one of the guys there to fully to accomplish the task. Mm-hmm. By the way, sometimes it can you can have different levels of success during a dialogue discussion based on your skills. I love, by the way, that the puke bar. I love the entrance to it. That dragon head. Yeah, death trash.
It's barf everywhere. Look at that.
It's got me intrigued.
There's all the puke on the ground.
Puke everywhere.
Yeah, it's disgusting. But
it's disgusting.
The game's great.
We're just flesh.
Yeah, we're all flesh. In the end, we're just flesh. Yeah, that's what I always say.
Flesh.
All right. Well done. Now this. Whoops. Nope. Shit. Where are we? Wrong show. Here it is. No, that's not it. Hey, it's time to play Guess My Game. We got old games.
No,
we're going to play these sound files, and you're going to have to guess it, Brian. I'm going to start. Here is my sound file for a game that came out in 1996. It came out on a console. I won't tell you which one. I think you'll figure it out. But
I'll say it. Before you do that, I need to pull mine up. I'll say it.
Oh,
because I can't remember.
You don't remember what you did? This happens sometimes.
Put it there. Yeah. All right. All right. Shoot. Do your video. Your audio.
Here it comes. It's coming now. Wait, there it is.
What year?
1996.
It's got like a Toe Jam and Earl vibe.
This is the actual gameplay. That was all menu before now.
Am I driving a tank?
Nope. I will say you're in a vehicle of sorts.
Definitely sounds like a vehicle of sorts.
It might also sound like wind.
Oh. What platform? Did you give me that or I need
didn't,
to guess the platform?
Just console. I'll tell you though, N64.
I was about to say, it definitely sounds like a Nintendo console. I would not have guessed... 96?
96. I will also now give you a further hint.
I should know this, but you should probably give me too much. I should know this.
Tally got it in the chat. Don't look.
Amen.
It is a launch title for the N64.
Launch title for the N64.
Which I believe were only two.
I mean, it's not Mario 64 because it doesn't have quite that vibe to it, but it's definitely no doubt...
There were two games from Nintendo at launch that day, and this is right. One of them. One of them is Mario 64. What was the other?
That's the one I remember. That's what I was trying to think, and I'm like, I don't remember what else they had. It couldn't be a Star Fox.
Nope.
It kind of... I don't know. Well, okay, so they went Mario 1 release because that's what the fanboys do.
Yeah.
And then they had to pick like a...
Well, also, Mario 64, for the record, is a classic, amazing thing that is one of the greatest games of all time. But yes.
Absolutely. But the other game, I mean, usually you get that, and then you usually get like a tennis or a golf for the sports heads.
Sometimes. And like I would call this sort of sportsy. Sort of
sportsy. Weird.
More of an extreme sport or collection.
Oh, okay. So it's... It's snowboarding. It's Mario. No, it's is Nintendo's famous N64 snowboarding with redheaded guy.
That was
1996.
That was called 1080, and that came later. The game you're looking for is the game you're struggling to find is Pilot Wings. Pilot Wings.
Pilot Wings.
Yep.
I know the name, and I've seen the cover art. I never played it.
Yeah, it's a hell of a
thing. Never played it.
Great game. I mean, for whatever. Go look at it now. It looks like ass, but at the time, it was impressive. It looked pretty cool back in the day. All right, Brian, let's see if I do any better.
I'm typing in Pilot Wongs. That's not going to get me right.
Don't look up Pilot Wongs. That's a secret thing. You never have to tell them who you are, but you're a pilot for a major airline, and this is your Wong.
Oh, wait, there's a Pilot Wing 64. Was it Pilot Wing 64 or was it just Pilot Wings?
Pilot Wing 64 was, I believe, how they
played
it. Because there was a Pilot Wings for the SNES as well, but they're, you know,
right.
This is obviously 3D and stuff. Yeah, it was pretty. It was very pretty.
All right, this is not the one I do remember. I don't remember this one at all. That's weird. It's got like a gyrocopter in it.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, cool, right?
I totally missed this one.
MF1128 says we need another 1080. I agree, but E3, they showed off what looked like a real successor to that, and I can't remember the name now. But somebody was showing off a snowboarding game for all platforms, and I can't remember the name of it. It looked real good. Not Shredders. That's the...
Shredders.
That's the Ubisoft thing. That's something else. Gosh dang it, I can't remember. I can't remember. All right, let's move on. Brian, here's your clip. I got the only hint I have is 1994, a couple years before mine. So
right, see. I'm gonna give you another hint here in a second when I find what the crap it is. Shut up! I did it early.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's my own fault.
It's all good. Yeah, Chad, I'd take an SSX game too. Those are cool. 1080 though, I have a special place for that. I don't know why that game really. I found it super immersive, like just cold snow, lots of powder. Just powder. Huge.
All right, I think I know what it is.
Okay.
I know what year it is, and I think I remember what it was.
All right, well, I'm going to play it. Here we go. Oh, my gosh. Ooh. There's something about that part. Oh, that's football.
Wait. I know how to find it.
Oh, I know this.
You probably do.
Those are Resident Evil footfalls.
Squeaky. Oh, yeah, I know it is. I got it.
I don't know. Okay, hold on. Is it a Resident Evil game?
No.
Okay. Give me another hint.
It is not.
Give me another hint. What? Console? PC?
It was MS-DOS. How you like that?
Oh.
How you like that mess?
Open
world action
Prince of Persia.
Oh, that's a good guess. No.
No?
I'm going to give you your last guess, and then you're probably going to nail it easily.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a last hint there. You ready for it?
Yeah.
It's on the DOS. It's 1994. Did I put 96?
You put 94.
Oh, I put 94. Okay. I want to make sure. All right.
Okay.
And that would be Bethesda.
Oh.
Oh.
This is, what's the Elder Scrolls 1 game?
Yes.
Elder Scrolls. It's the name of the city in the damn place now. If you go play ESO, you play in there. Hold on.
It had a sexy lady on the front cover art.
Yeah, it did.
How's that? Some airbrush looking stuff.
I don't remember.
Sally's got it. Don't look.
I'm not looking. I remember it being weird. Like, is it a city? Or no, that's the second game. Second game was a city. It's like the people that make that other game, Guild Wars, the name of the company. It's the name of that. Oh my gosh. It's where you fight, the gladiators fight. They fight in
there.
There
you go. Yes. Now you're getting there.
Shit.
Where the gladiators fight?
I can't think
fight.
Of the word. Not the Colosseum, it's the you will fight in the thing. You will fight against others in the
you will fight against the people and the things and the sexy lady, the barbarian, and the
I can't do it. I give up.
Yeah. Elder Scrolls Arena.
Oh shit! Arena. Oh my gosh. That word just wouldn't come to me.
Mm-hmm.
My wife's gonna think I died just now.
Right. Oh, but God, if you look a little bit at gameplay on that thing, I mean, these characters have they're the weirdest characters.
That was back in the day, man. So early.
Yeah.
In the,
so early.
In the Elder Scrolls stuff. So wait, what was the second one then? I'm going to look that up. Elder Scrolls 2 was called Daggerfall. That's it.
Daggerfall. Yeah, I knew that.
That's a city. Jeez. And
yeah, that's a city.
That was a vastly better looking game,
right?
Than the previous one. And it had kind of a Doom engine in the dungeons. Ooh, and stuff. Yeah. It's actually a pretty cool game. Daggerfall's pretty.
It's
rad.
Pretty neat. The arena part that I played you is you in the dungeon, doing that Doom kind of crawl thing, and you're fighting mice. You're fighting mice.
Yeah, mices.
You weren't ready for the arena yet.
Yeah, you got to go after those mices. All right. Well, I'm playing a lot of ESO right now, and it's fun to have that picked out today. Very, very nice. All right. That was great. Now, this. Hey, look, it's time for an email. This is where the emailers write in to the email address, and that address is boopshow@gmail.com. Super simple. Just write it down. Keep it in your address book. It's easy. boopshow@gmail.com. And here's what they said. Hey, Scott, I bit the bullet over the weekend and bought a Switch. I'll be passing that on to my daughter when the OLED version comes out in October. I really like the form factor and the dock for home. It got me thinking we might see future devices that have good portable specs, but then also take advantage of a dock that could considerably bump up performance for couch play or having hardware in the dock. This is, of course, maybe superseded by things like the new Steam device or xCloud, etc. Interested to hear your thoughts. Regards, Brad from Down Under. Well, Brad from Down Under.
Look at the brains on Brad.
Brad, yeah. I've never heard of a Brad from Australia. That's kind of cool.
I like it.
Yeah, so a lot of people, when the Switch was first rumored and then announced, a lot of people thought that is what Nintendo was going to do. That the Switch would offer a dock with beefed up, you know, for resolution and frame rate and that sort of thing. And then handheld mode would be less. Instead, they went for something kind of unified across. Mm-hmm. And even though you do have some resolution changes sometimes, for the most part, it's kind of the same experience, docked or otherwise. Not always, but most. I think they probably went with the smarter option because now with the Switch Lite, they've got this. That would mean they'd have a whole other ecosystem, right?
Right.
And so would you even want to, as a developer, would you want to even bother making the higher end stuff for the docked part because you had to,
right.
But also you know that most people playing it are going to have lights. Like, there's a lot of issues when you start fragmenting your audience. And this is a little bit different than that, but still kind of in that vein of fragmentation. So I think they made the right choice. All that being said, external GPUs are a thing for people with old notebooks or whatever. So, you know, they're already, this sort of thing exists, but will it exist in this kind of form factor or from something big and mainstream like Nintendo or Sony or somebody else? I doubt it.
Right.
I think,
and as a consumer, I think we draw parallels between what we experience on laptops and other portable devices, where when we plug them in, they got more power. You can therefore, you had to worry less about energy conservation of the battery and, you know, fully apply the full processor to it. But now that we're moving to more mobile type processing units, I mean, that's becoming less of a factor. But as a consumer, I totally understand.
Sure.
That would be like the dream, right? I dream that we could have like just an external plug-in GPU that you could do, and you can do it even with a Mac and a PC, but it's expensive.
Yeah, it's not cheap. And it's fragmenting. We're okay with it on PCs because we're freaking used to it. PCs are already weird, you know.
Yeah. But I would love to see that. Yes, I would love to juice up my portable device by plugging it in. God, that would be great.
Yeah, that'd be great. Phones or whatever.
Yeah.
I'd be down. Thank you, Brad. And if you'd like to email us like Brad, send us an email, boopshow@gmail.com. It's as simple as that. Brian, that's going to do it for today's show. How did it feel for you?
It was wonderful.
Great.
I enjoyed playing Death Trash.
Good. I also enjoyed mowing a bunch of lawns in the UK with Lawn Mowing Simulator. See, we did it again. We mentioned our games again.
We did it again. Now you can't forget. It's in your head.
That's right. So go out there and get it, son. That's going to do it for today's show. A reminder that you can hang out on our website and find all the stuff that you're missing over at frogpants.com/BOOP. That's boop. Boopshow@gmail.com, and give us a follow on Twitch. You can find Brian at Brian Dunaway. I'm over there at Frogpants. The slash is what you're looking for there. And Twitter at Boopshow. Hey, Brian, any advice you want to give folks before we go?
Yeah, a couple of things. First of all, just like you said on that Twitch, I do my Boop Show homework every week for the games I'm playing here on the show. Check it out. Also, my YouTube channel, I game scout every week. I don't just play this game. I scout out at least 3 or 4 indie games during the week and then pick the best one and do it here on the show.
Yeah, that's what I do too. I love digging through them, finding out what's good.
So follow our YouTube channels too.
Next week I'm going to talk about a new card battler that kind of won my heart over that I didn't think would, but it did.
I play Mini Motorways, and God, I love that game.
That game's so good. It's so good. I have it on Steam. It's an awesome version on Steam. It's also on phones. It's very, very good.
Yes. Got it on the Switch.
Well, watch for that. That's coming soon. Until then, everybody who can hear our voices, have a fantastic week. And don't forget, eat your vegetables. Bye now.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
I don't like Steam. I love Steam.
Sometimes I do, almost do Elmo.